Lebanese resistance group Hezbollah has announced the assassination of one of its military commanders. Hassan al-Lapis was assassinated outside his home in the Al-Hadath neighborhood south of the Lebanese capital Beirut overnight. Hezbollah has not revealed more information about how al-Lapis was killed, but has accused Israel of carrying out the assassination. According to Hezbollah, al-Lapis has survived previous attempts on his life and on several occasions and different places. Lapis' funeral will be held later Wednesday in Beirut and in the eastern city of Baalbek. Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by political commentator Mr. Ibrahim Moussaoui, who joins us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your thoughts on this recent assassination and who may have been behind it in Lebanon.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum. Well, I mean, the statement of Hezbollah has been very clear in directing the accusation to the Israeli enemy. This is one of the leaders of the Islamic resistance who has been followed by the Israelis long time ago. You're talking about a very important senior cadre in the military level that the Israelis chased all of his life. They wanted to get rid of him. And he has survived so many attempts on his life before, but now he has been able to embrace the martyrdom. Allah has conferred his blessings on him. So he was assassinated yesterday at 12 o'clock in front of his Beirut house in the Saint Therese area in the southern suburb of Beirut. He is going to be later, he's gonna be moved to his to his village in Baalbek, where he is going to be buried. Hezbollah has been very clear and very direct to direct the accusation to the Israelis, because we know very well that the Israelis hasn't settled their account with the resistance. They have been bitterly defeated by commanders like Hassan al-Lakis and his brothers. So it is very normal, very natural that he was always followed up in order to be killed and assassinated.
Mr. Moussaoui, tell us a little bit more about what the Israelis try to achieve by carrying out such violations in Lebanon, various assassination attempts, violating Lebanon's sovereign airspace on a daily basis, and et cetera, because the list obviously goes on.
Well, absolutely. When you talk about the history of relation, if we can say about a relation, it's a relation of hostility and enmity between Israel and Lebanon. You talk about a record which is full, actually, of violations, not only in the space, but also on sea and on ground. You talk about many assassinations. You talk about many intelligence efforts by the Israelis, tapping the telephone calls, trying to spy all of the time against Lebanon, against every individual in Lebanon. Recently, it has been revealed by the head of the Intercommunication Committee in the parliament, a very serious and series of spy networks by the Israelis against not only the Lebanese individuals, but also against all the embassies, even Western embassies, and even against the United Nations forces in South Lebanon. You're talking about a daily violation by the Israelis to Lebanon. And it should be very clear, and this has been made very clear by Hezbollah's statement, that the Israelis are going to be held responsible, and they are going to be responsible for all of the consequences of targeting the senior cadres of the resistance, of the Islamic resistance in Lebanon. This was not the first attempt against the life of one of the cadres. It's not going to be the last. You're talking about an open battle taking place. And I believe this is going to portend for more future assassinations if the Israelis could reach any of the senior cadres of the resistance.
Thank you very much, political commentator Mr. Ibrahim Moussaoui, joining us from Beirut.